Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, January 26th, 2026. We check in with the Shaw Institute in Blue Hill every now and then to see what they're up to, but it's been a while since we told you exactly what it is that they do. So before we hear from Dr. Rolsky about some of their upcoming plans and things that you might want to attend, let me read from their website about the Institute. Quote, "The Shaw Institute is a nonprofit 501c3 scientific research organization based in Blue Hill, Maine. Founded in 1990 by ecotoxicologist Dr. Susan Shaw, for more than three decades, our research on plastics, ocean pollution, marine mammal health, toxic chemicals, and climate change has informed public opinion and fueled policy impacting millions of people in the U.S. and worldwide. In carrying on the legacy of Dr. Shaw, the Shaw Institute focuses on researching and better understanding the connection between environment and human health. Our scientific research revolves around assessing levels of environmental contaminants, performing coastal water quality monitoring, understanding the effects of climate change, and ultimately better understanding human impacts on the planet. This important work is done in tandem with scientists and organizations around the world. The scientific data we collect and aim to publish are transformed into educational materials that can empower communities of people, from children to lifelong learners, regardless of their scientific knowledge base. Through evidence-based scientific research and engagement with surrounding communities of people, we can create significant change on a global scale." End quote. They go on to say that their mission is to connect environmental health with human health through innovative science, collaboration, and community outreach. And they've been doing that, and lately doing it with a lot of fun for local communities and education for kids involved as well, trying to expand some of their offerings. And one of the things that they did last year that was very creative was a special Valentine's party. And they're doing it again this year. So consider this your save the date. Here's Dr. Charles Rolsky to let you know more.
Hi, my name is Dr. Charles Rolsky. I'm the Executive Director and Senior Research Scientist at the Shaw Institute here in cold Blue Hill, Maine. I'm really excited to be here. We're at the demand of the public. We're continuing our Valentine's Day event, which we're calling Oysters, Wine, and Animal Affairs. I'm going to be talking about some really incredible relationships that happen in the natural world and with a lot of different species. It's going to be very similar to last year's, but we're going to have some different things kind of put in there for everyone. You have to be at least 21 and up to attend, but we're super excited because Tapley Cove is going to have their oysters there. They were delicious. We're getting some wine and cheese from the Blue Hill Wine Shop, so it's going to be an all sorts of aphrodisiac event, and I've got some really fun stories to share about the animal kingdom and what goes on there. It really makes humans look pretty boring in comparison. On our website, you can actually buy tickets. We do ask for people to buy them in advance. It's going to be on Valentine's Day. We're going to do food and drink from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., and then I'll give my talk from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. We might let people go in the touch tank room and see what animals are kind of being active that time of the evening. But yeah, we're really excited for this event.
And you have some other news.
Shaw Institute's really excited. We got an additional donation from Clearview Energy, which is a phenomenal group. They've supported us in the past, and they're now giving money for a new aquarium that's going to have seahorses and some really other cool Maine species. And then they're also helping to keep the touch tank free next year. That's something that we're fundraising for. And we were also given a truck free for 2 years on a lease from Stanley Chevy. Mark and Sam Polite have been really incredible, and we're going to roll that out. It's going to be decorated with the seal. It's going to be the new Shaw Institute vehicle. We're also going to use it for a STEM program that we're going to take on the road to rural communities and underrepresented communities here in Maine. During the winter, we're open Thursday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and if there's a special request beyond those dates, we're happy to accommodate, and we're starting to toy with the idea of having birthday parties at the Institute, which I probably shouldn't say, but so expect some fun news from us this year, and hopefully we'll be a lot busier all throughout the year. Our website is shawinstitute.org. We have an events section for everyone that wants to sign up, and we pretty much have a section for everything you might be interested in terms of a visit here.
That was Dr. Charles Rolsky. He's the executive director and senior research scientist at the Shaw Institute, shawinstitute.org. Before we wrap up today, I just want to quickly let you know about another resource for ICE situations in Maine. The Maine chapter of Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project has a website, ilapmaine.org. They have a button at the top, very prominent, that you can click on to request help if you know someone who has been detained by immigration officials. And they also have a couple of reports up on what's happened in Maine with the first few days of ICE being around here in our communities. Again, the website is ilapmaine.org. I'll post that on the archives of today's program. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.